And this news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. Thumb Cellular's annual Pinktober initiative in October successfully collected $6,804 through community events held at its Caro, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sandusky locations. Activities included pink hair extensions, bake sales, basket raffles, and casual cause jean days. The full amount was donated to Covenant Cancer Center at Aspire Rural Health in Marlette, where it will fund a new Welch Allyn vital signs monitor. And this equipment will enable the staff to more efficiently track patients requiring frequent monitoring during certain chemotherapy infusions, especially on high-volume days when multiple patients are treated simultaneously. Michelle McKinney, Aspire's Director of Oncology and Infusion Services, thanks Thumb Cellular for its ongoing support, noting that the contribution directly improves safety and quality of care for local cancer patients. The Marlette Center operates as part of a regional partnership that brings advanced oncology services closer to rural communities. And the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department's had some high-tech equipment. The department was approved to purchase 3 drones and to have 6 deputies learn how to use them and become certified drone operators. The 3 drones each has infrared that can be used at night, and they're used in different functions. They can be used for investigating crash scenes, finding a missing person, mapping, and more. The largest drone can fly in most weather conditions and for longer durations, so it's able to be used to cover a larger area. It comes with a handheld screen. The medium-sized drone is portable and can routinely be in a cruiser. It can be used to help locate a missing person and for accident reconstruction, but it's limited to the kind of weather conditions it can be used in. It also comes with a handheld screen. The other model is smaller and can be used with special response teams to check out situations where it's dangerous for an officer to enter. The user of this drone wears goggles so the officer sees what the drone sees. Each drone pilot's been trained on using them and are licensed pilots through the Federal Aviation Administration. Those who are certified drone operators are Deputy Dan Hensberger, Adam Moran, Dana Piaz, and Craig Ross. Also, Sergeant Dan Wilkinson's a certified drone operator, as is Under Sheriff Mike Odette. The overall cost of the drones, the training, and the licensing was $30,000. That cost was covered using some of the Sheriff's Department's millage funds. And a Bay County judge has ruled that the confession of Bay City man accused of killing and dismembering Justy Stillwell can be used at his upcoming trial despite defense arguments it was obtained without an attorney present. Robert Tweedley is charged with open murder and mutilation of a corpse after police say he admitted in a recorded interview to killing Stillwell, dismembering the body, and dumping the remains near the Saginaw River by Bay City's Independence Bridge. Court ruling found the judge found that Tweedley's statements to investigators were made knowingly and voluntarily, rejecting a motion by the defense to suppress the confession. The defense attorneys argued confession should be thrown out because Tweedley requested a lawyer before ultimately admitting to the killing, but the court concluded the interview and statement could be presented to the jurors. Investigators said Tweedley killed Stillwell at Bay City residence in 2024, then dismembered the victim and discarded body parts in multiple locations along Saginaw River and in nearby areas. Audio and video from the police interview reportedly capture Tweedley asking to get this over with before confessing, as he remains jailed on high bond as the case moves towards trial. And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, hey, who's that sneaking around our Tri-County Equipment Store in sunglasses?
Shh, he's in disguise, you know?
Looks pretty suspicious the way he's stuffing all those John Deere toys into that big bag. Maybe we better call security.
Take another look. Doesn't that white beard look familiar? And that belly that shakes like a bowl of jelly?
You mean...
Yeah, he gets all his best gifts right here at Tri-County Equipment. From John Deere toys to John Deere collectibles, clothing, and lots of other fun stuff.
Look out, here he comes on a JD pedal tractor.
Santa shops at Tri-County Equipment, shouldn't you? Now through December 24th, get 10% off all John Deere toys and special discounts on John Deere clothing at Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with locations in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
From everyone at Tri-County Equipment, ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
Well, we're back with more news. Federal officials are facing renewed scrutiny over reports that agents repeatedly detained or used force on people appearing to protest peacefully in several U.S. cities after videos circulating online showed officers shoving, chasing, and deploying chemical irritants and projectiles during demonstrations. And severe flooding in Indonesia has killed hundreds of people and left many more missing, with local authorities warning about rising risk of waterborne diseases as communities report widespread damage to homes, infrastructure, and crops. And that's been a look at our news, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Also, Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you. In Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, they're locally driven.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a very happy holiday season.